Hello, it's me, it's Zoe. Welcome back to another fill-in show on CITR 101.9 FM. We gonna start this lovely episode off with a land acknowledgement because I'm in UBC right now, which sits on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam First Nation. Big respects. Pay your respects to the Musqueam First Nation if you're on this land right now. As always, I'm going to start with a native singer that I like that I want to put you guys on to. This is Soy Joy. I was at Music Waste. I was writing a little some on some bands that I saw that I think is going to go in the Discorder magazine, or it's going to go somewhere cool. But while I was there, I saw Soy Joy, and I loved their costumes. Or, like, not, I'm saying costumes because they were performers, but maybe that's just the way they dress. But they were rocking. They were looking good. They were looking like like, they all looked like individual people, but just, like, in a band together, who just, like, happened to be playing together. But also, they had good chemistry between each other, and they all just seemed really nice and lovely. And I was playing piano in the back, and I'm pretty sure, like, the main singer was like, Slay Queen, something like that. That made me feel good. So thank you for that. So this is a song, Gabriel by Soy Joy. Oh, no. This is Gabriel.
My dragon wings,
was. The pretty little song. I like that one a lot. I like the just kind of like echoey voices going on. It sounded like there's multiple voices. I think that's fun. It's kind of like a when I was watching them, I was like the main person on the acoustic guitar singing. I was like, this is just like native emo Taylor Swift is what it felt like. And I don't want to compare you to Taylor Swift. I mean, if you don't like Taylor Swift's music, and it's not exactly the same thing, but it's just like the energy that it was giving out, like long hair and just like strumming your guitar is beautiful. Beautiful. So I like this one. But yeah, so there's another band you can listen to, Stilljoy, and they're like a Vancouver band, so it's excellent. Hey guys, what's up? How are we doing? I'm doing good. Today, I didn't really do much. I kind of just laid around all day, which was so nice. I just slept and then napped, and then I was on my phone for like a long time, just watching cat videos and dog videos and horses and the occasional sheep on my Instagram reels. That was, I never really, I, Zoe, been the type to go on, to really like watch cat videos and stuff when I was like feeling down or like bored. I don't know why, I just never really turned to it. But then other people would be like, oh my God, like, it saves me to watch some like dog and cat videos like interacting with each other. But here I am, and I'm totally that beesh now. It does make me feel better. It's just so friggin' cute. Good stuff. If you're not having a great day today, I recommend searching through your For You page for cat videos. Or lion videos. Those are cool. But can we stop with the, like tigers? Okay, well, I'm saying can we stop because every time I see it, I'm like, but I guess people can do what they want. But like specifically white people hanging out with tigers. what's up with that? Maybe that's racist. But it's like, why are you with a tiger? Why are you even in the environment where there's like a tiger around? Because the videos that I'm seeing specifically were all like in Africa. I was like, why are you there? White people can't travel to Africa. No, but it's like, it sounds no. And just like the whole concept of like cuddling with a tiger and like a lion, like I've been seeing a lot of that. Like, don't get me wrong, like I would love to, and I think it would be appropriate if I did that. But like anyone else, it's kind of like, oh, gonna get, okay, I'm not gonna try to predict this future for them, but you might get eaten, you know, you might get scratched up. They could turn on you if you annoy them, and they should. I'm just trying to advocate for the tigers and the lions. But it's cool stuff to see them like roaring and running. I saw a video of a zebra chasing a cheetah. That was crazy. And like the zebra was kind of catching up to the cheetah, and I was like, what? I thought that was the fastest animal. I don't know. Someone get their facts straight. Or maybe it was just a really good zebra. Could be that as well. I was writing, I was trying to write some rap lyrics the other day. One lyric that came to mind just now, it's not really like an important one. It was Tears on Weddy. Tears on Weddy, where's my Benny, where's my chain? Got no checks to rep the fame. That was what I wrote down. But I just like that concept, Tears on Weddy. Weddy spelled W-H-E-T-T-Y. So if you like, I don't know, if for some reason you're uncomfortable with the words, yeah, like I was crying earlier today, you can just be like, yeah, dude, like tears on Weddy today. And then like your bro should give you a hug afterwards. All you gotta say is tears on Weddy and they've got you. I find slang to be a nice, like if you're uncomfortable really saying what's going on and you're trying to find some other like code language to describe something without getting too personal and like intense. Well, like for me, I usually just feel intense when I like bring up emotions. Or I just feel intense when I bring up, like, bad emotions, because I don't really want to, like, bring the vibe down. But that's my own problem, and, like, I don't really need to be doing that. Like, you can really just say whatever you want. But in the in-between period of you being like, I'm so scared, and me being like, I'm so scared to talk about my emotions, use slang is what I'm saying. That's the code language. So Tears on Weddy could be one of them. I'm trying to think of some other ones to, like, describe your emotions. Oh, I guess people say it's not it today. It's not it. Just not it. I've been saying SU a lot for straight up. Like, if you're really serious about something, just be like, SU, bro, SU. Straight up. Like, it's real facts. Or you're just, like, you're just really advocating for something. You're like, SU, SU. Straight up. Straight up. Cash in, cash out. Cash in, cash out. Cash out, cash in, cash in, cash out. Cash out, cash in, cash out. That's a good song by Pharrell Williams. It was in there somewhere. Today, I made another playlist for you guys. Yeah, I did. I just did it. I was looking through, like, I just did it in terms of, like, I did it, like, 15 minutes ago. Because I like the idea of the one time I came on here and I was going through old playlists and old songs and telling you my favorites. Oh, I was building my top 100. Oh, shoot. We could continue doing that. Let me look at this playlist. I'm like, would I put this in the top 100? No. Well, maybe one of them. But the rest I kind of just, like, wanted you guys to listen to with me. And I wanted to talk about them. The one that I would put on the top 100 is my favorite song for so long. I want to get my rewind, like, now. Like, the Spotify rewind, like, right now, because I want to know how many times I've listened to this song, because it's been a little, it was on repeat for a long time, especially in the beginning of the school year. It is L'Enfant Samba by Cortex. I went to California on a road trip and went to a music festival, and Cortex was there, and it was there where I fell in love with their music, with the music. So good. I'm really inspired by their piano, like the stuff that I am currently playing right now, or, like, testing out, having fun with, reminds me of Cortex. So that's, like, fun to listen to something that, like, I'm, like, directly, like, I'm listening to that music and I'm like, okay, I want to make this again. So that's cool. Cortex is cool. So let's get into L'Enfant Samba. I'm pretty sure my crush learned this song and then put a little snippet of it on his Instagram story. But he doesn't text me, so what does that mean? He knew it was my favorite song. I'll add that part. So here, that's the introduction for this. That was really sweet, though. I mean, if he did that for me, that's really nice. Anyways, okay, we're going into it. Oh, so good! So good.
Sous-titrage Société Radio-Canada.
Like, are you listening to this? I hope you're listening to this. It's so good. Sorry, I did that by accident, but welcome to an ad.
Hey, are you interested in radio? Passionate about gender issues? Want to be an active part of your community? Then join the wave and become part of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective. Our show Intersections is every 4 weeks, and we want your voice. We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind. There's no experience necessary. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
Hey. Hi. That was L'Enfant Sans But by La Cortex. Yeah, that song is so good. Yeah, I've already said it multiple times, but, like, come on, guys. Okay, a song, I was just talking about keyboard that I'm inspired by. Song that I was thinking of specifically by Cortex was Mary and Jeff. Guys, something about this song, like, I could just be really nervous, just laying there, like, kind of, like, my legs just start shaking when I get, like, really nervous or I'm just thinking about something or feeling safe. My legs can start to shake. Something about this song, though. I put it on, suddenly I'm relaxed. So I hope you feel the same way. You could add this to your chillin' playlist. If you really want to amp up, you know, the quality of music that you're listening to. You know, because this is mastery to me, honestly. So here we go.
Thank you.
If you're not dancing, please dance. Marie et Jeff by Cortex. Why do I like that song so much? Okay, so we got the consistent loop of like, I don't know if you guys can hear it. It's especially loud at the end there. Then the drums are just sassy with it, confident. The piano is also very confident. Da na na da da. I can't do it right now. But all my piano that I've been doing recently sounds like that. It's like both hands are on like usually like two or three chords, and I'm just like doo, 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 doo. So good stuff. If I want to create a song, it sounds something like that for sure. That whole album is good. I recommend Cortex. So yeah, that's like, you could, maybe I'll tell you like guys where to put these songs on your playlist. Because I'm assuming that all of you are, you know, pen and paper ready for me to tell you the hottest songs and the best songs. So this is a playlist. I mean, this is a song you could put on that chill playlist, or you could kind of, you could put that on a, like you have friends over for dinner and you're eating. That song comes on, or the song comes on right before dinner just to get people hyped, or right after to wake them up again, because it's kind of got like a fast beat. So there we go. Another song that I like a lot is, what are we gonna put on? Okay, this is a song that I listen to a lot in, like, I'm trying to give you like time frames too. December, January, probably, yeah. February. Yep. This is Sandstorm by Mariba and GID. It's such a pretty piano and it's so soft, and it, the lyrics are, the voice is just so pretty. The lyrics are kind of about a, what it seems like to me, the whole energy of the song is like two people who really love each other but are in argument and can't really be together anymore. It's kind of what it, the lyrics are getting at. But I think if you just have a fight with your loved one, but you kind of want to find perhaps something good in the fight, because I think there's always something good in an argument that you can take from, or something kind of beautiful about an argument in general. As sometimes obviously chaotic and sometimes even traumatic an argument can be, I think it can just be beautiful because there's just so much expression of emotion. And that in itself is just nice. Or not nice, but something to admire. So I kind of like that idea being used in a song. You're making beauty of a situation. So here's Sandstorm. If you get in an argument with your loved one, maybe put this on. It might make you feel more like melancholic. More like, oh, I kind of miss this person. More like, oh, it's an argument and we're going back and forth, but like it's okay, and maybe we can find something pretty and whatever was going on and figure ourselves out a little bit more. That's what I hope for you guys through this song. So here it is, Sandstorm.
We were low, we were high, Jekyll Hyde, I still stay by your side. You know I tried and tried and tried and tried and tried. I was wrong, you was right, justified. I was playing with fire. What if divide? Good God, you niggas is crazy. outside is killing me, baby. Outside, I'm cucumber. Ooh, we might just really be crazy.
Live presents Marielle Buckley and Jake Vadeland and the Sturgeon Boys with support from Vanessa D and the Brightsides at the Biltmore Cabaret on June 8th. Tickets available at admitone.com.
Hello! That was Sandstorm by Mariba and GID. I was thinking I'm gonna play this in the background on low. I played songs on low last time, on my last show. I listened back. You couldn't hear any of it. That's okay. Hopefully you can hear it now. I just wanted to talk about the lyrics a little bit. Because maybe I can describe that thing I was trying to get at earlier with like, a beautiful argument. What I really like about this song and what I like about what I get excited about with songs is when there's both a feminine and a masculine voice. Or just two voices talking to each other through the lyrics and through the music. And when they like overlap with each other, ugh, it's like a real conversation, but with a pretty beat in the back. This song reminds me of, I was in Yellowknife. It was very like icy cold outside. It also reminds me of like this, like a dark red. You can't even hear it. Oh, it's not even playing, that's why. I was playing the fight. Ugh. Like, what if you just, like, fought with your significant other and then just wrote a song right afterwards? I like the idea of sandstorms. So we're like a sandstorms. When we get to blows, can we please take it easy? Just that imagery of like I'm imagining two people in like a huge like dune type sand area and then there's just like a bunch of sand just rolling all around them as they're like speaking to each other, speaking these lyrics to each other. The music video for this is cool. It's like a, there's like some shower scenes, but like the reason I bring it up is because like just the steam and the fog I thought was a nice idea because that definitely reminds me of what's going on. Yeah, maybe I don't have a lot to say about the lyrics. They're just pretty. Okay, next song. Next song, baby. Let's go to. I don't know. What song have I liked recently? Okay, well, I cannot believe myself and the words that I'm about to speak. But for so long in my life, I had no female rappers on my constant listen. Like, that was never something that I got into. I listened to so much rap, but it was always masculine voices because it just made me feel fucking cool. Like, it would just, I saw this TikTok actually. It was like listening to masculine rap to like feel, I don't know if this is right. I don't know if this is true, guys, but like a masculine rush, you know? Or like, what's the hormone? You know what I'm talking about. The pee-pee hormone. Whatever, you know. That one. What is it, actually? Testosterone. Like a testosterone rush. Like, when you listen to masculine rap music. And I was like, oh, that kind of might make some sense for me. Because I would do it a lot, and then I'd be, like, amped up. I'd be like, I'm ready to go. But it was also, I just liked memorizing all of the raps, and like some rap songs would come on and I'd be like, yo, I've never listened to this song before, but I know all the lyrics. So that would be fun. But like, there'd be no female raps, like rappers. Like, what's up with that? So I never listened, or like female singers in general, honestly, other than like indie music and bands. So I'm talking specifically about like Rihanna, for example, Beyonce. Never got into that. Those are the queens. Those are the queens of music. Well, okay, that's a statement. But I think we can agree. I don't know. I'm not going to call them a queen. I'm not going to call them queens, but they're up there. But a song that I liked a lot and was like sort of an entry point between being like, I don't listen to Rihanna. I don't listen to any female singers, really. Just out of like, why? I don't friggin' know what the frig I was up to, but I just wasn't. To being like, oh my god, I love these singers. They're great. Their albums are amazing. Praise. An entry song for me, is If It's Lovin' That You Want by Rihanna. This is like an old Rihanna song. I can go so hard into this. It's very, I just like it. It's such a soft voice, straight to the point. It makes me feel like a B-A-D-D-I-E. So here we go. If It's Living What You Want by Rihanna.
Let you know that you don't have to go. Don't wonder no more
what I think about you.
If it's loving that you want, you should make me your girl.
I'm like, hello, make me your girl.
Trust in me. So just call me whenever you're lonely. I'll be your friend, I could be your homie. If it's something that you want, then you should make me your girl. If it's something that you need, then baby, come and share my world.
Just call me whenever you're lonely.
I'll be your friend, I could be your homie. Make me your girl.
I would say, like, what playlist do you put this in? Like, if you're with your gals or with whoever, you want some feminine energy and you're about to go out, I would put this song on. Put that on that playlist, like, your hype up. Or if you're, like, if you're professing your love to someone, you could definitely learn the lyrics to this song and put on a performance for them. And, so that could be part of that playlist, winning over my your lover playlist. I love subliminal messages. Anyways, so that was that song. If it's loving what you want. Next song I'm gonna put on is I Think I Left the Stove On by Hotel Ugly. This song, I listened to it for the first time. From like what I remember at a skiing board party, it was Saint Potato Day. It was the Irish day, and I walked into the party, and I was like, I think I left the stove on. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, or I think I left the oven on. I don't know. I said one of them. And I was like, but what? Like, I live in a dorm room. Like, I don't have a stove. I was like, I guess there's a stove, like, in the building, but, like, I don't use it. I mean, is there a stove in the building? And I was really rethinking everything. I was like, this doesn't make any sense. And I told someone at the time, and they gave me, I don't think they gave me an explanation. I was kind of just like, But then guess what, guys? A year and a bit later, I was at my house, and I made a cake, and I was listening to that song, and then I made the cake. Did not do well on making the cake at all. It was very hard and crunchy, and because I burned it, it was a whole, I don't even want to talk about it. I love cake, and then I effed it. But after I made that cake, I like went downstairs and I was just chilling for like a couple hours, came back upstairs, the oven had been on for 3 hours. And then immediately I thought of that moment at the skiing board party where I was like, I think I left the stove on. So yeah. I said something and it happened a year and a bit later. So here's that song. I Think I Left the Stove On by Hotel Ugly. This is a you're kicking it in your backyard with your friends song. So put that on whatever playlist that is.
Things go. I've been a danger to myself. I've tried. In October of 2022, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society held its flagship event, the Strong Sessions, for the fifth time. All Strong Sessions feature a variety of musicians with disabilities, paired with established local artists and bands. Each month until September this year, VAMS will be releasing the performances from our 2022 show on the Reimagine Radio YouTube channel, where you can also find past Strong Sessions content. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
I accidentally played an ad that expired October 1st, so the information that you just heard probably isn't going to help you. I'm sorry to hear that. But, I mean, if you... Did you even listen to the ad is the better question. I shouldn't really be advocating for so much hate on ads. They're great. Anyways, so that was, I think I left the stove on. For more information on the story I told you before I put that song on, I had not remembered that moment where I'd like walked into the party and been like, yo, wait, the stove is on, until I listened to that song. I'm pretty sure. Oh, no, until I burned the cake or until I left the oven on and I was like, oh, my God, it's all coming together. So that's my story for you guys today. What else did I write? Well, a song that I was super duper obsessed with was Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now. You know, like the lyrics of the song, I always want to sing them because... Guys, guess what? When I sing it, I sound exactly like the singer. What does that mean, do you think? Let me know. I want to say it in the comments, but there are no comments. Let me know. You can call in right now at 604-822-2487 and let me know what that means. But this is Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now by The Smiths. I think the lyrics were very relatable for me for these past couple months. Specifically lyrics like, hold up, let me pull it up. Why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I live or die? But that was kind of an intense one. What I really, oh, there's this one lyric I like. I was looking for a job and then I found a job. Heaven knows I'm miserable now. Oh, in my life, why do I smile at people who I'd much rather kick in the eye? That's like a good kick is a good metaphor for me, or a good image for me of just like, I guess it's just like kicking people out of my life, like straight up, just right leg, then the left leg, just like kicking people. I remember one time I was at some sort of event, or I was at like, was it Redgate? Could have been a punk show, a show. And I'm like, okay, this could be a couple different stories melded together, but I'm just going to talk and see what you guys, I don't give a fuck. Okay. So I was there and, I was also for another slang, instead of saying like your ex-friend or like friend that I'm not like talking to anymore, a friend that I broke up with, because that can be kind of like dramatic, you can just say EF. So my EF, ex-friend, I was with my EF and she was like, I'm gonna order an Uber. And I was like, fuck, I look like in an Uber, fuck, I look like I'm trying to ride a little scooter. We went in the Uber anyways, but she was being kind of rude and she like walked into the Uber and I'm pretty sure that she like, I opened the door, she stepped in first and I was like, okay. And I'm pretty sure my right leg just like flew up and like, I didn't kick her in the face, but like it could have happened if I wasn't more careful. So I'm pretty sure I like kicked her metaphorically, meaning I didn't actually, but like I was close. And then I, like, slammed the door. I was like, oh, shit. So, that person, my EF, this song goes to all my EFs. goes to all my EFs. Also goes to me because, well, I'm not miserable. Well, I don't know. It's hard for me to say that I'm not anything. It's like, I am a little bit, but I wouldn't say that heaven knows I'm miserable now, because I think heaven knows that I'm doing pretty a lot better. So, but the song is still good, so I'm still going to play it. It kind of, the Smiths is good because it somehow makes something as intense is maybe not the right word, or like, I don't know, lyrics like heaven knows I'm miserable now, to be saying that, but then over sort of like a nice beat, or like just kind of fun, and it's doesn't make it feel so negative, is what the Smiths does well. So if you have an EF, if you're breaking up with your Fs, if you're like F this, listen to this song. You could put that on that playlist, whatever that playlist is for you. So here it is. Oh my god, I love the beginning too. Ugh. Song Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now by the Smiths. I like that one. I already told you like what playlist you could put it in, but you could also just put it in another, like a separate hype up playlist for just you, where you're like, yo, why am I being nice to people who suck. It's really hard to sometimes see it's really hard to see how people are really okay, I'm just gonna say it, like, not that cool, you know? Like, you put them in your head and you're like, oh my god, this person's kind of perfect almost. You're like, okay, well, I don't know if I think they're perfect, but they're definitely better than me. What? First of all, what is that thought? You should investigate that. I'm investigating those thoughts. But it's like, the song could help you to be like, okay, wait. Oh, wait. What am I saying? Okay. You know, I had three... Okay, sometimes when I am talking... And I'm, like, getting onto a point, and then it, like, doesn't finish, or, like, I kind of lose it. It's because I have three senses in my head that I'm, like, okay, this one could be next, and then, like, this one, and then this one. And I don't consciously, like, say that to myself, but it just kind of happens. So then I start talking, and then I'm, like, wait, which one did I just say? Because there's three options. And I picked one, but now we're like three quarters in and I'm thinking about the other option and now I don't know what I'm saying anymore. And then I forget because I'm like, there's too many options. So that's something that goes on in my head. I don't know if that happens to you guys. It probably happens to someone. But so yeah, we lost that one. That's okay. Let's go to another song. Flowers by Andrew Ashong and Theo Parrish. I listen to this song in the shower a lot because I think it mentions a shower like once, but it's just such a sweet, nice, light song. It makes me want to give myself a hug. So here it is. I hope it does the same for you. This is for your self-care, just love yourself playlist. It's an 8-minute song. We don't have enough time, but let's listen to some, okay? To cut this song short, but please listen to it because I think it could make you feel nicer about yourself.
Students of UBC, join us. Join the SSN, a collaboration between the C4 Choral Composition Club and the Music Production Club. With us, you can find someone with whom to collaborate, someone with whom to make music. All skill levels welcome. SSN@gmail.com. Reach out. Together, we can make music. Join us.
Okay, that was an intense ad. I appreciate it, though. It got me captured. Join the SSN, guys. Sounds cool. It sounds like there's music going on. That's probably a good thing. Our hour is over. Kind of sad. That went by so quickly for me. I'm saying, bro, like a 2-hour show where I just play you my songs. Maybe I'll make an actual show. The reason I'm not is because I kind of wanted to just act around the label of like a real show. Because then I have to put a title on it, and titles are like a big thing to me. So I would have to pick something more specific. But it doesn't have to be that way. I just kind of liked being like, I'm just going to fill in whenever I want to. Like, I don't have a show. And maybe I'll make one. Who knows? Haha. So those are the songs I had today. I hope you guys can make some good playlists out of it. I had a really fun time. That went by really quickly for me. I'm about to go eat some fish and potatoes and peppers. I hope you guys eat good tonight. This was Zoe on a fill-in show on CITR 101.9 FM. Welcome back to Radio DJ. I love you guys. I miss you. I miss you. I don't know why I'm saying that, but here I am. Okay, bye.